Ukraine security issue.
The armed forces of Ukraine liberated Lyman in Donetsk region. The city was completely cleared of Russian invaders. President Volodymyr Zelensky published a short video message in which he confirmed that the city was returned to the control of Ukraine. In his more extensive address to the Ukrainian people, Volodymyr Zelensky emphasized that against the background of this victory, all Russian pseudo-referendums are meaningless. Thus, he hinted that Putin became the first aggressor in the world history to announce the annexation of territories at the moment when his troops are retreating from these territories. The leaders of nine NATO countries in Eastern and Central Europe reacted to Russia's attempt to annex Ukrainian territories. The presidents emphasized support for the sovereignty of our state and called for the increase in military aid to Ukraine. In a joint statement, the leaders of nine countries said that they would never recognize the annexation of Ukrainian territories. In addition, they reaffirmed their support for the decision of the 2008 Bucharest NATO summit, at which the then-Secretary-General Yap Dehub Shafer declared that Ukraine and Georgia would become members of the alliance in the future. The joint statement was published by the presidents of Poland, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Montenegro, and Romania. Ukraine will demand a security guarantee from NATO even before joining the alliance. Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration Olga Stefanishyna told about it. According to her, the appeal has already been officially processed and will soon reach the NATO headquarters. The President, the Speaker and the Prime Minister justify the submission of the application right now by the urgency of the situation and events of a global scale, which require extraordinary decisions. We refer to the statements of the leadership of the Russian Federation, President Putin, about the annexation of territories, about the threat of escalation in the conditions of a full-scale war in Ukraine, about the threat of using nuclear weapons on the territory of Ukraine. Accordingly, we called on NATO to switch to a policy of active deterrence of Russia and offered to give a clear signal that Ukraine would become a member of the alliance and consider international security guarantees that should be provided to Ukraine by the allies for the period before membership and before the end of the war, said Olga Stefanishyna. Ukraine has begun conducting certain negotiations on joining NATO since May. Then Sweden and Finland applied for membership in the alliance under an accelerated procedure. Such a step was not a surprise, because Kyiv was preparing for this in advance. Yehor Cherniev, an MP, member of the permanent delegation of Ukraine to the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, told about it. After February the 24th, many, even the most skeptical countries, changed their attitude towards Ukraine's future membership in NATO. They stopped being afraid of the Russian Federation, because they no longer had anyone to provoke, realizing that the Ukrainian army could give the Russians a decent rebuff on the battlefield. Therefore, it is definitely not a surprise for the alliance. This will be a quick accession, but already after the liberation of our territories, because we need just such guarantees so that the history of war does not repeat itself in 2, 3, 5, or 10 years. We know we have a completely crazy neighbor who will definitely try to do this in the future, said Yehor Cherniev. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Rafael Grossi, will be in Ukraine and Russia next week. He is planning to discuss issues related to the creation of a nuclear safety zone around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, according to the IAEA message. Other details are unknown. The situation at the station is difficult. Since the beginning of August, it has been under fire from the occupiers. And on October the 1st, the Russians kidnapped the director of the station, Igor Murashov. To the request of the IAEA management, they answered that he was temporarily detained. Alexander Staroch, the head of the Zaporizhia Regional Military Administration, spoke on the air of the marathon about the situation at the station and in the region. The director was kidnapped at the nuclear plant. They are trying to change the team so that it works in the Rosatom system. The manager refused, so he was kidnapped. Already more than 500 of our people, whose abduction has been confirmed, are forced to cooperate by force. The situation in the occupied territories remains difficult. Exit is closed. Only 50 people were able to cross the demarcation line in the last day. The annexation announced in Moscow does not cause great surprise. The logic of their actions in Donbas was similar, but everything has a limit. We have 25% of the population in the occupied territories and 75% in the unoccupied territory. All this is subordinate to one goal, to justify the mobilization inside Russia and to try to get our people who remained in the occupied territories to call them into this weak army that is losing its fighting capacity, said Alexander Staroch. In the Kherson region, the Russian military abducted a married couple, residents of Kakhovka, Vladislav Sibirsky and Anna Sibirska. As it became known now, it happened on September the 25th. Currently, their whereabouts are still unknown. This was reported by the Kakhovka territorial community on its Facebook page. The message says that the occupiers kidnapped the couple for refusing to vote in the pseudo-referendum. 412 Ukrainian children died as a result of a full-scale invasion of Russia, and more than 784 were injured. In particular, it became known that on September the 25th, 13 children were killed near the village of Kirillivka, Kupiansk district, Kharkiv region, as a result of a targeted fire by the enemy on a convoy of civilian vehicles, with people trying to evacuate. This was reported by the Office of the Prosecutor General in a telegram. In addition, on September the 30th, a 13-year-old boy was injured as a result of shelling in the Kupiansk district. The figures regarding the dead and wounded children are not final, as the work to establish them in places of active hostilities in temporarily occupied and liberated territories is ongoing.